Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time to take command.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. I'm Grant Paulson, and along with my co-host, 10-year NFL tight end Logan Paulson, we break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis, honest evaluations, and the context you need to truly understand the game. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pod.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
This is Reception Perception, the show. Now, James Coe and Matt Harmon.
Meanwhile, in Miami, I don't know what to make of this Miami team, brother. Like, I really have no clue. How they beat the Buffalo Bills makes no sense to me. The Bills have owned this team over the last 3 or 4 years, and then they just go out there and they just put the hammer on them, man. I mean, a lot of it obviously was Devin Achan, but shoot, Jaylen Waddle has been crazy productive, over the last, 5 or 6 games.
Oh my God. He has not just been crazy productive. He has been flat out one of the most productive receivers in the league. So since week 5, this is obviously after Tyreek Hill went down, Jaylen Waddle has the third most overall EPA on his targets among receivers who've run 100 plus routes in this span. He is third in yards per route run, 2.9. He is fifth in first downs per route run, just behind both of the Rams wide receivers, Davante Adams and Puka Nacua.
Wow.
And in terms of successful plays, helping the offense move down the field per route, he's 10th. These are all the important, wide receiver metrics I like beyond just putting my eyeballs on the players and charting them on a route by route basis. And here's the thing with Waddle too. He's one of these guys that I think has always been kind of the same player. And I think the circumstances around him have just changed. And I think he is one of these guys that the phrase targets are earned, I think, is something that, has like gotten into the normal dialogue of fantasy football, Twitter especially, and just kind of the NFL in general. Like, target earners. People talk about target earners. And I generally think over the long span, guys who get targeted a lot do earn targets, right? Like over a long sample, you don't just like fall ass backwards into getting 120, 130 targets. That doesn't just happen for, reasons, right? But I think that on the negative end of it, I think that's where I kind of balk at that. Like, oh, this guy's not a target earner. That doesn't always compute to me, because these things are circumstantial. And I think Waddle, they're the product of circumstance. And I think that Waddle is an especially clear example of this, because to me, like the guy that we're seeing here, where I'm reading off all these stats, where he's a top 10 wide receiver, if not top 5 wide receiver in all these efficiency metrics since Tyreek Hill went down, he was always capable of being this guy. His efficiency stats fell off last year, but that was because of the environment around him, where you have a quarterback who wants to get rid of that ball so fast. And because Tyreek Hill gets more of the creative touches, role catering in the offense. And then they had these other two kind of Mickey Mouse target players in Jonnu Smith, who's not on the team anymore. Last year, where it's Jonnu Smith and Devon Achane. Screens to Achane and the Mickey Mouse stuff to Jonnu Smith. Those plays were fine. But it just means that, hey, where Jaylen Waddle is in the progression as the outside on the line of scrimmage player for a quarterback who needs to get rid of the ball fast and needs to kind of do some of that Mickey Mouse stuff, he's just, the football's never going his way, especially behind a bad offensive line. So when I watched Waddle last year and charted him for his profile, I was like, this guy's still really, really good. 80% zone beater, 70% man beater, check, check, check. That's what we like to see. These are the guys we want to bet on as really, really good potential number one receivers. And this year, I think now that Tyreek Hill's been removed and he has that opportunity to be the number one, and like his role hadn't even really changed that much in terms of where he's lining up. Like they're not putting him in the Tyreek Hill role. He's just getting more targets in his own role. And he's very, very good at that role. So I've just been really excited to see this for Waddle, because I think the role promotion for him has been a little bit overdue, honestly. And it's not quite as and just in my personal opinion, I don't think it's quite as dramatic as what we're seeing in Philadelphia with Devontae Smith, where he's really ascended and is at maybe like a top 10 NFL wide receiver level when I watch him. I don't think Waddle's quite graduated to that tier, but he is in a similar way where he's viewed as the number two behind an elite number one. And I think that number one was in decline. I think the Eagles wide receiver one is in decline and has been passed. Obviously Tyreek Hill's hurt, but it was trending in a way where I think you want to bet on Waddle because he's still ascending and still growing. And I think that it's sort of that same dynamic for what we talked about in Philadelphia there.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Jaylen Waddle, over his last six games, has come down with 485 yards and 29 receptions with three touchdowns in those six games as well. That would be a 1,375-yard pace over 17 games with 8.5 touchdowns and 82 receptions. So, again, highly productive has Jaylen Waddle been over the last six games. Man, Again, when I talk about, I don't know what is going on with this Miami team, can I just list off the total number of points they have scored over the last four games? In week number 7, they scored 6. In week number 8 against Atlanta, they scored 34. Against Baltimore, they scored 6. Against Buffalo, they scored 30. 6, 34, 6, all right. 30. What? What the hell is happening here with Miami? Well, if we're following that trend, that means this week they're going to score 6. I think is how this works.
I think that's perfect. Right. I think that's right. I will give credit to Mike McDaniel, who I think is keeping this team together through a lot of, you know, they fire their general manager. They sell off Jalen Phillips to the Eagles, who made an immediate impact. And there was a rumors, are they trading other players? People were apparently calling about Jalen Waddle, and I think they were smart to say, no thanks. Oh, how about Brandon Bean, by the way, Bills GM, not to throw a sidebar at somebody here, but be like, oh, we really put it out. Every insider had this report on Sunday morning before these two teams faced off and got, and one of them got whooped by the other. And it wasn't the one that was supposed to be the good team. Like, oh yeah, no, we tried really hard to trade for Jalen Waddle. We tried to give him a first round pick and they just wouldn't give him to us. Like, oh man, we really tried. It's like, okay, well then guess what happens? Jalen Waddle comes out against that Buffalo Bills defense and drops a bunch of hammers downfield. It was not a great look for Brandon Bean, who was not so nice to some radio hosts in Buffalo this offseason when he was saying that complaining, and he used a different word than that one, but we're a family show. We're complaining about wide receivers is the dumbest thing that you can do. Well, apparently he was really, really trying hard to get Jalen Waddle, and they wanted to keep that good player. But I tried, guys. I really tried. So you got to give me credit for trying. But yeah, so stupid. Jalen Waddle, it looks really great. And I think Mike McDaniel deserves some credit for keeping this team together through what's not a good season. And I think he hasn't been perfect as a head coach. No. I do think there's places to criticize him, and I have criticized him, but I think he deserves some credit for keeping this team on the tracks, because the roster is not talented, but the offense has some pieces that can still play really well, including Jalen Waddle, who has been an outright awesome zone beater, especially 4th in the NFL in first downs per route running against zone coverage in this span since he's taken it over. And that's one thing where I think I've really seen a step from him this year. I think his route running against zone coverage, in just terms of getting defenders to bite on route fakes, and then he's able to create a lot of space there. I've really liked to see that from him as that primary number one receiver, which we didn't get to see previously.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.